All right, Matt, I know it's been a few weeks, but congratulations on being drafted by the Broncos.
Thank you.
What was your reaction?
I'm really excited. It's a great opportunity, a really good hockey community here in Swift Current, and I'm super happy to stay in Saskatchewan.
Take us through what the day was like for you when you were drafted.
Well, I was watching the draft on my phone throughout the day through my classes, and I saw my name on the phone in fourth period, and my parents called me and then told me that I had an interview with the Star Phoenix that night.
So what did it mean to you to see your name pop up like that?
It was really exciting. I don't know, I was kind of at a loss for words.
Now, you being from Saskatchewan, you mentioned getting to stay home. Why do you think that's a big positive for you?
Well, I guess just being close to my hometown and being able to have my parents close to me, I guess that's good.
Matt, were you surprised when you were taken by the Broncos? Had you talked to them? What was sort of your reaction in that way?
It wasn't really that big of a surprise. I had talked with Mark Lamb and the GM of Swift Current, and they just talked to me about being a possibility in the draft.
So how would you describe yourself as a hockey player?
I think I got a quick feet, good playmaking ability, good passing, and a pretty good shot.
Certainly, you mentioned playmaking, and you did set guys up, but you also had 14 goals in 31 games, so you were able to score some goals last season. So what kind of a goal scorer are you?
Kind of opportunistic. I just take the opportunities when they come. Not really trying to go out there and score, but yeah, whenever I get the chance, I try to put it in the back of the net.
So your offensive skills are the standout qualities. What do you think are some areas of your game, physical or mental, that have to get better so you can make it to the next level?
I think definitely being more physical, puts more hitting in my game, some better defensive awareness, and better stick handling.
Matt, how would you describe yourself as a teammate?
I think I like to get to know my teammates really well, and I try to stay as positive as I can for the most part.
When I look at your season, real strong regular season, and then on top of that, in the playoffs, at least according to what I'm reading here, you stepped your game up another notch in terms of your production. How did you feel like you reacted to the elevated pressure that comes with the postseason?
I felt like I did better in playoffs because I was more motivated to get to the final.
What was the season like for your group?
We had a strong season. We had kind of a slow start. We started to get it together midway through the season. We got into a good position for the playoffs.
You ended up second in the team in scoring, so certainly a guy that the club relied on. And how do you like being in that situation when, you know, other players are looking to you to step up and deliver in big situations?
I think it really motivates me when I have players like expecting me to do well. It makes me want to do my best out there every shift.
At the same time, you end up matched up with the other team's best players. And what do you think you have to do in those situations when you're, you know, as a scoring forward, always going up against the other team's best D?
Well, you can't play up to their level. You have to make them come play up to yours. You have to set the tone, and it's hard sometimes to play against the best D, but I'm always liking a challenge.
You mentioned having to add a physical element to your game, but how do you do when you go into the corners or you're battling in front of the net, and what do you think it takes to win those battles?
I think I have to have better body position when I'm going into the corners. I can't be scared when I'm going in there. I have to feel like I'm going to win every battle.
Take us to the beginning of your hockey career. How did you get into the sport?
I think how I got in would be probably watching my uncle play when he played mid-A AAA in Regina. And, yeah, I watched one of his games for the Pac Canadians, and ever since then I just wanted to play.
Tell us about your uncle.
My uncle, he was a D-man all his life. He was bigger and more of a physical guy.
So has he served as a major influence to your hockey career?
Yes, I look up to my uncle a lot.
Anyone else you'd look to as a guy that you sort of model yourself after or aim to be like at the other level?
Yes, my coach, Greg Slobosian, for when I was in Pee Wee for Quest, he's been a big influence on me all my life for hockey and life.
So what is it about Greg Slobosian that made such a big impact on you?
Just the way he taught us how to play the game. Like he always told us to play with passion and just to love the game.
Now, when did you find that more than just loving the game, there was an opportunity for you to do a little bit more with hockey?
After Quest, Greg told me that I had a chance to play at a higher level. So I just looked into what the possibilities were, and then I set my goals to get drafted, and then now I'm setting some more goals to see how high I can get.
So when that realization hits you, how does that change things? Do you devote a lot more time and effort to the sport? You know, do you find it's becoming, in a way, as much as you love it, it's like a job as well?
Yeah, you have to put most of your life into the sport if you want to play at the highest level you can.
Now, I noticed you played a game for the Contacts in the playoffs this year. What was that experience like, and is that your aim for next season?
I was really nervous at first, but I was super glad they called me to play in their playoff game. It was a second round against Battleford. And for next year, yes, my goal would be to play with the Contacts.
Do you see yourself being a Western Hockey Leaguer down the line?
Hopefully, yes. That's my goal.
So will we see you at camp here in August?
Yes.
All right, Matt. Appreciate the time. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Sean.